Om Shanti. The topic today is Divine Melody. This was a homework. And I started thinking of Divine Song, which is a divine song, and that is Murli. And who is playing the divine song? That is Murli Dar, is Baba. And the melody is the way he is playing it, and the way we imbibe it. So melody is the way the song is sung, and the song can have a certain content and a certain message and words, and it can be very beautiful. But the melody is so important, and the melody is made of tone and rhythm and interval and cadence and beats. And different singers can sing the same song with different, slightly different melodies. And you may like one very much and the other one not that much. So the melody is so important. And in Murli in the 1980s, that was about 2 years ago, an Avi Act Murli, Baba was saying that the topic of the Murli was the easy way to become bodiless. And Baba was saying 4 things are required to become bodiless easily. And he is mentioning 4 words. Maybe you will remember. He says prit, mit, git, and rit. Very good. So prit means love. Baba says when you are in love with something and someone, when you are in love with Baba, you forget everything else. It's easy to become bodiless. Meet is a friend. When you have a good friend, that one will make you forget about everything else, all the problems, because you have such a good friend. And then git. Git is a song that you are singing. And Baba says, keep singing the song of all your virtues, of all your attainments from the Father. And then he says, when you do this, when you sing this song, melody will emerge automatically. And he says the melody of happiness will emerge automatically. So what Baba says is when you sing the song of your virtues, of your attainments, of your treasures, when you follow Srimad and when you study, and then the melody of happiness will just emerge from the soul in a natural and automatical way and make it very easy. That is a melody, that is a divine melody that we are emerging and imbibing and putting into practice. And the fourth one, rit, is the right method, the accurate method. So in this way, melody is a bhavna. There is no melody without bhavna. There is no melody without love and without feelings for Murli and for our study. And you may know why, for instance, there is music. Why do you think there are songs and music? What is the function of music? The first one. There are many of them, but what would you say is the first function of music? Why do we have music? Yes? 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 Why would anyone ever sing a song? Why would you start singing a song? Yes, yes. That's the first function of music. Yeah, say again. Tension-free. That's the first function, actually, of the music. This is what researchers say. It's emotional expression. So we are singing, our music is created when the soul has something to express. And of course, maybe a long time ago it was only happiness, that today it is expressing in singing and melody. But now I would say maybe 80% of all the songs are about sadness and misery and problems and divorce and everything else. But this is the first function. So who is singing this song, this divine melody? Baba. Baba is singing this out of love for his children. That's the first function of Murli. Baba comes here and he sings how much he loves us and how much he wants to give us and awakes the soul. So this is the first function. And then the second one, of course, is communication. So the Murli is communicating so much contact and so much message, and it says so much gyan. But that comes after emotional communication, after the love and the bhavna that is transmitted. So communication is also important through songs. We communicate so much, and I believe many poems of this world, including from India, right? many are transmitted through singing. They are singing. I remember when I first went to opera when I was about 13 or 14 years ago, and the grandfather took me to opera. Have you ever been to opera or listened to an opera? In opera they sing all the time. So I used to see lots of dramas, but never been to a place where people are singing. So you were just amazed. Why are they singing all the time? But it's so entertaining and at the same time so easy to communicate the message. And another function of music is self-awareness. When we listen to music, it is as if we become more soul conscious. Even those who don't have knowledge, they can become more aware of themselves. And in this way, when Baba is always soul conscious. So when Baba gives us this knowledge, or when Baba plays this divine melody, the soul wakes up, because there is a say, the language of the words will reach the ear. The language of the heart will reach the heart, but the language of the soul will reach the soul. So in this sense, when Baba is always soul conscious, when he is playing this melody, when he is speaking, his language reaches the soul and the soul wakes up. So this is another function of music. Now, of course, there are different similarities and differences between the Laukic music and the Alaukic music, our Alaukic melody. And we can see that the Laukic music is temporary, whilst this song, this melody is eternal. It's a melody of the soul and the melody of God. And also the instrument is different. Which do you think is the instrument that plays this music? Guitar, yes, and our, of course, in the Laukic is a guitar and flute, but in Alaukic, in us, which is the instrument that plays the divine melody. The intellect is the instrument, maybe, so the soul is a singer and with Baba, and the instrument maybe is the intellect. So we play this divine music through the intellect. Now, how can we imbibe this melody? How can we merge this divine melody in such a way that is in tune with Baba's melody? So I'm going to speak about a few methods to do that, maybe 7 ways to imbibe the divine melody and to make it ours. So the first one, and they are all inspired from the Laukic world. So if we look at the Laukic world, what do you think is the most important in musical education? Have you seen on Facebook sometimes there are very young children who are singing songs on Facebook? Don't know if anyone follows Facebook, but recently they display videos with children as young as 4 or 5 years old who sing some amazing songs. You just don't understand. We understand. We know there is probably... Yeah. So first thing in musical education is start early. And someone was mentioning about Mozart. Do you know what time Amadeus Mozart started? He started when he was 5 years old. But not only he started when he was 5 years old, but he was writing and composing already music when he was 5 years old. And when he was 8 years old, he was composing his first symphony. And when he was 17 years old, he was already hired by the court to be the musician of the court in Salzburg, in Austria. So start early with everything. And in our study, and in our study of Murli and Gyan, Baba's Gyan, as soon as we understand, as soon as we start to feel that, yes, this is something special, this is God's knowledge, as soon as we do that, we should start. Don't delay it at all. Don't postpone it. Don't think I'm going to do it next year. In the Western world, it is so common. They say, yeah, this knowledge is very good, but I'm going to come next year when I'm going to retire, have more time, or busy, busy, busy is a mantra of the Western world. Don't know how it is in India, but busy, busy, busy. So don't postpone. Start as early as possible. As soon as you understood, we start the study. So this is the first one. The second one is study constantly. always study, and I live in the house where I stay in Cambridge in UK. I live with another sister, and this sister, she is a singer, a professional singer. So when I'm at home, I can hear her from the street singing. So she's coming on the bike, and she has a very powerful, very beautiful voice. She's singing on the street, and then she goes on the gate, and she puts her bike, and she keeps singing all the time while she's cycling, while she's parking her bike, while she's coming in the house. When she opens the door of the house, she stops singing. She has her own rule. She thinks, well, I don't want to disturb anyone in the house. So no one is disturbed, but that's her rule. So you can hear her from a distance when she's coming, because this is in her mind all the time. She's singing all the time, composing all the time. And I was looking yesterday, so it's not only study all the time, but also composing all the time. And all the composers, as I said, Mozart already started to compose when he was 5 years old or when he was 8 years old. And they say that the most prolific composers of classical music, the most prolific one, do you know how many hours of music did they write? Have a guess. How many hours of music do you think the biggest composer possible, Mozart, Beethoven, Haydn, and Vivaldi, any name? How many hours do you think that they have composed of music? I'll give a number, a realistic one. Well, the most prolific one did 300 hours of music. But our Baba, our Sakar, only if we count the Sakar Murlis, 5 years or 365 days, this is almost 2,000 hours of music, more than all the classical composers have composed together in total. So all the human beings, all the classical music composers did not compose as much as Baba spoke and gave us Smurli and this daily song that we are reading every day only in Sakar. And if we say about Aviakt, it's much, much more. So in our sense, how we imbibe that, composing means make this knowledge yours. Explain it, churn on it. And Vivekanand had a very beautiful say. Do you know it? Vivekanand said, Vivekanand, he was saying, take one idea. So make that idea your life. Think of it, dream of it, live on it. So when we come to this study and we understand Murli and we understand this is a song of God and we can make it our melody, then it's our priority every moment of the day. The third one is what kind of intelligence we use. So when you first come to music, you think, well, I'm very intelligent in, let's say, logical intelligence. I can apply that to music. Do you think that it's working? To apply the kind of intelligence we are using on everyday life to learn music? No, because they are very different intelligences. In psychology, they are called 7 types of intelligences. And one is logical or mathematical intelligence, one is linguistic, one is musical, one is spatial means architectures, one is kinesthetic. Footballers have a very high intelligence. Maybe much higher in score than us in our intelligence. But they are very, very intelligent, but they have their own type of intelligence, kinesthetic intelligence. Footballers are very intelligent, but it's their type of intelligence. So when we come to music, we cannot apply logical or interpersonal intelligence or spatial. We have to develop and to emerge this new intelligence musical. Same with Murli. Can we apply our stone intellect to understand Murli? Well, some of us have started with a stone intellect, maybe not you, but in this sense, so, so important that we realize as soon as possible that we cannot get Baba's melody, the divine melody, if it's not the right intelligence, paras, divine, broad, vishala buddhi, bhariv buddhi, paras buddhi, that is so important. Without that, melody is not going to be, it's going to be some senseless melody. This is the third one. The fourth one is study with very good teachers. Very good teachers. If you don't have a good teacher, either you are in music or in Baba's Kyan, and who is the best teacher? Baba is a teacher, and also Brahma Baba is our teacher right now. Yeah, and Brij Mohan Bhai was saying recently, we follow Brahma Baba and we follow how he is right now. And he is Avyak right now. So he is our teacher right now. No one can complain, I don't have a good teacher. We follow Brahma Baba and we follow on a daily basis. So study with the best teachers and keep their company. And the fourth point, which is related to this one, is keep the company of the teacher. And in Cambridge recently someone came, Chandra was her name. Chandra is a musician and she was studying here in India with, you may know his name, Hari Prasad Chaurasia. He's a very famous flute player, very famous, you know him. So Chandra was studying with him, and how do you think she studied? There is a method, you may know it in India. She went and stayed with him for 1 year in the same little house. He has a very little house where 10 students were staying all together in two or three rooms, cooking for him and working for him, but as well as sharing every moment of their day with him. So they would wake up at the same time with him, eat with him, cook with him, sleep at the same time, and then he would teach them music. Why they would do that? Because music and melody comes when you understand the mind of the teacher, when you understand the heart of the teacher, the dharana of the teacher. So the same with us is Murli. If we really want to play the divine melody of God, we have to understand God's mind and God's heart and God's dharana, and how he sees us and how he sees everything. So we need to spend every second of our day in Baba's company to understand him, to see how he sees, how he feels, how he understands. So in this way it's very, very important to be with in the company of Baba all the time. And two more points. One more point is, how can you sing? You can sing in a choir or you can sing solo on yourself. And how do you all start? Do we start singing in a choir? Yeah, I can sing the song. So singing in a choir, it's very useful at the beginning, right? So because you can hear others, and if you don't sing very well, then others at least will make up for you. And the same here, in Gyan and in understanding Murli, but then it's also very important that we sing our own song. And the soul is emerging his own melody, and there is a beautiful saying Bhagavad Gita, and you probably know it better than me, but I'll give an interpretation, and it is in chapter 3 when it is said, it is better to follow your swadharma than follow the dharma of others, even though you may do your swadharma very imperfectly, because following others will take you into danger. Correct? So this may also mean, what does it mean follow? So it means, what is our stage right now? Our swadharma right now is to go into the avyakt, and our swadharma right now is to be that avya consciousness, that angelic consciousness, no matter how imperfectly it may be at the beginning. And you may feel, well, I'm much safer if I'm doing what I was doing all the time. But it is much safer actually to go in to be that angel and to be in that avya consciousness, even though at the beginning you may be very imperfect as an angel. And what is the occupation of angels? Do you know when they are described in Christianity and Islam? What are angels doing all the time in that religions? Do you know? Yes. Yes, they are guarding, they are helping God. First of all, they are singing all the time. Seraphims and Herophims and archangels and angels, they are singing God's praise all the time. And the last point is what you said, music is for entertainment, for enjoyment and for sharing. So for enjoying this music is changing us. It's changing our brain, And it is very beautiful how, for instance, with young children, you may know, or teenagers, or in schools, they use music for better learning. If you play music, and especially classical music, Mozart or Haydn, you can learn much faster. And maybe this is also, Baba knows that because he encourages us to play music all the time because it relaxes the brain, so you can learn much faster and you enjoy it more. And of course, if we share this knowledge with others, then our melody will become stronger and stronger. And maybe just one final word to say that whilst we are playing this melody, divine melody, and we emerge it and we get in tune with Baba, there is another melody that can come up. So this is a risk, the melody of Maya. Maya can also play very nice melody. And especially when we want to become authentic and do our own melody, it is a risk that Maya will say, well, I'll give you a better melody. Poor me, sad me, who am I, what am I? That kind of lullaby. So don't listen to that. And also listen to the teachers. Om Shanti. Yeah, I'll sing the two verses from the song, so you can see the difference and how important it is to sing it right. Yogi pavitra jivan, kitna sukat salona, sincha he gyan amrit se, antar ka kona kona. So this was corrected yesterday 5 times at least by Satish Bhai. I don't think I'm getting there, but that is why it's so important to keep the company of the teachers and of the satsang. Om Shanti.